Well, good morning. It's 9:25 with some sunshine. We're at 14 degrees. Welcome to Friday edition, January the 30th, as we wrap up another week and almost another month here. And we're going to be talking, we are talking about something happening next week. It's We Care About Youth going on here in our community. And Marie Fouquet. Did I get it right?
Yes, you got it right.
Okay, that's good. Marie, thanks for stopping by and talking about We Care Week. Well, tell us a little bit about what the week's what it's all about and why it's so special to us.
Okay, so YCPC, the Youth and Community Prevention Coalition, is putting on their second annual We Care campaign. Mm-hmm. And we just want the communities to know and the youth in our community that we care about our youth and we do not want them drinking. Mm-hmm. So research shows that about 4,700 people, teens, each year die from drinking alcohol, and that's more than any other illicit drugs combined. So we just want our kids to know that we do care about them and we do not want them drinking. Mm-hmm. And research also shows that if parents or adults in the community are letting kids know that we don't want them drinking, that'll make a huge impact.
Sure.
Because some kids just don't know, and parents don't always talk to their kids about drinking. So even if you're not necessarily talking about it a lot, but just getting that message out to show you care, I think kids will be more susceptible to drinking.
Sure, it kind of helps in that decision-making process, too, because you kind of fine-tune those choices, right?
Exactly, and peer pressure is so tough when you're a teenager, If you have your parents telling you it's not okay, then that's better than them not saying anything at all,
sure.
Because you're going to hear from other kids, yeah.
Yeah, just fine. Well, in the schools are getting behind this. Businesses are getting behind this, too. What's going to be happening? Just kind of thought. I know there's a lot going on, but what's going to be happening?
So throughout the week, and I'm sure businesses will leave this up for a while, but we've got posters that say we care about youth on a lot of different businesses across the river. So in Breck and Wahpeton. And there is also a father-daughter dance that is going to be happening next Saturday, I believe, at St. Mary's School Gym.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I've been looking over some of the things on your sheet here. You really call this a toilet paper. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
The one I like, if you're always trying to be normal, you'll never know how amazing you can be. I love that line.
Yes, I love that too.
All right. So so good stuff coming up. And as you mentioned, the father-daughter dance coming up too. And kind of a culmination of kind of what the week is all about. Now you said that Naomi kind of plans most of this stuff out. How long did it take her to come up with all this?
Well, we do have like a subcommittee that's for the We Care campaign, but mm-hmm. it takes about 6 months, honestly, to get everything up and going.
Wow. Fantastic. Well, good stuff. And this is running next week, February 2nd through the 8th, right?
Correct.
Okay. So when you're seeing the We Care About You things, you'll know what it's all about. Anything else you want to add this morning, Marie, before we wrap things up?
Nope. That's everything I needed to say.
All right. Well, you did great. See, you were so nervous about this. And you did wonderful. Thanks for stopping by. And
thank you.
Come back and let us know how this went, too. We'll do a little follow-up, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Marie. It's 9:29 here at Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.